A big game can make us feel and sometimes do big things. It can be yelling at Tom Brady through a TV or feeling compelled to jump through a folding table. The question, though, is why?
We affiliate with sports teams, so, you know, we feel a connection to them. We feel almost as if they're a part of ourselves, a part of our social world, and so they gain a lot of meaning in that way.
UB Associate Professor of Psychology Shira Gabriel understands the emotional impact your favorite team can have on you. Not only is she a Bills fan.
I'm a Cubs fan too, and I married into a family of Yankees fans, and now I'm a Yankees fan. I get it. Like, every community is different, but every community feels like they have their own special things. But there is something amazing about a fandom that has come together through such bad times.
When the Bills 3 years ago broke, at the time, the largest postseason drought in American sports, fans donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to multiple charities. The emotion was palpable.
We have connections with them, and those connections feel very real to us. And we not only have them with the team itself, but we have it with other fans of the team. We have it with the city. So we develop these identities and these feelings of connection that are really important to us.
Gabriel says humans as a species often act like pack animals.
We really like to feel as if we're a part of a large group. Those groups become very important to us, and their success impacts our well-being.
WGR sports talk show host Howard Simon has been covering Buffalo since 1989.
I mean, I get stressed out about the games. Everybody does.
Simon keeps his emotions in check as part of his job while watching.
It's not like losing teams will drive me into depression or lead to mental health issues. I mean, I know how to balance it out. It is a game at the end of the day, but let's face it. I mean, it's my job is a lot more fun when they're winning.
Simon says when he's taking callers or interacting online with fans, it's evident talking about the game together has an emotional benefit.
It's like a group counseling session, really. If you think about a radio show, it can work one of two ways. It can be a massive party with everybody else when your teams are winning. But if you're losing and there's a really, you know, and things aren't going well, you have people calling in, and they are there for you. We are there for them. You know, we can talk about it, make them feel better, and they can call for 4 hours and express their complaints. It's kind of like gathering in a room, everybody sitting in a big circle and complaining about the Bills or Sabres, and you walk out going, I feel better now.
Buffalo Bills analyst Matt Sabuda has wrote about the team for years. He says he doesn't get anxiety while watching the game, but isn't immune to the roller coaster of emotions.
On an anecdotal note, I do know someone who shall remain nameless, but was so overcome by anger years ago that they actually hurled a brick at their TV while watching a Bills game.
Sabuda calls this past Bills season a perfect storm of catharsis and distraction.
When you consider the nonstop reminders of political divisions, the devastating pandemic piled into everyone's regular human struggles, the Bills represent this common bond that for a brief moment, or I should say a few hours over the weekend, it's largely outside of the struggles that I mentioned. If the Bills win or lose, the community experiences it together.
Gabriel says there's power in sports fandom, both good and bad. Anxiety and sadness can carry over from watching a game. So her advice is to find a healthy balance.
As a sports fan myself, I can say that one thing that helps me is having a wide variety of teams that I root for. So when you're a Bills fan, it's, you know, was helpful for me over the years to also be a Yankees fan and get a little feel of winning.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News, and go Bills.